96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. You know, we often hear about the bond between little girls and their fathers. But what happens when those fathers aren't there and the little girls grow up? Well, tonight we talk about the impact of absentee fathers on their adult daughters and the struggle to repair those relationships. Author Kristen Mitchell talks about that in her book, He Wasn't My Daddy. She joins me in studio with her father, Keith Mitchell, and clinical psychologist Dr. Rosalyn Aker-Black. Lines are open. We're going to talk about this at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. Thank you all for coming. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
Kristen, briefly summarize your story. It is an emotional one with lots of ups and downs, speed bumps, and potholes. Share it with us, please.
So, He Wasn't My Daddy is a memoir, and I speak about my life in great detail. My story is one that I think many share. I talk about my battle with depression. I talk about the suicide attempts that I've had. I talk about a life that I've lived that has full of promiscuous activity. I talk about not growing up with my father present due to his incarceration. I talk about the dynamics between my mother and my brother. I talk about a lot of things. I think the beauty of my story is that it comes full circle. And at the end of the book, you'll see how I was able to come out redeemed and restored despite the challenges that I faced. After a relationship ended for me with a guy who was 17 years my senior, I fell into a deep depressive disorder, and I was clinically diagnosed with severe depressive disorder. During that time, I was hospitalized in 4 different psychiatric wards. I attempted suicide twice. I tried to take an overdose of pills. I tried to jump out of a moving truck on a highway at night. And so for me, it was a time that was very dark, a time that I didn't see much hope, and a time that I didn't have much light. After my 4th hospitalization, I was doing some journaling, and I said, you know, Kristen, what is it about this relationship or the absence thereof that's causing you so much pain and so much discomfort? So I'm writing all the reasons why I think that this man hurt me so bad.
And the one you were seeing,
yes,
the dating.
And okay, he was 17 years my senior, so there was an age difference between he and I. And so in that journal, I'm writing things such as, he was my baby, he was supposed to protect me, he was never supposed to hurt me, he was supposed to take care of me. He was never supposed to leave me. He was never supposed to forsake me. And when I read that back to myself in a clear frame of mind, there were a few words that came to mind. And I said out loud, I said, Kristen, he is not your daddy. He's your man. Right. And so for the first time in years, I realized that I had daddy issues that I needed to address, because subconsciously I was longing for a father, never knowing I was longing for a father. And that's the tagline of my book. After that process, I realized that I needed to contact my father and have a conversation with him. And so we did that, and we went to therapy and worked out some of the kinks in our relationship, if you will. And from that point forward, we vowed to one another that we would be an active part in one another's lives. And we are trying to mend that relationship and build the bridge that was broken years ago.
How old are you now?
I will be 28 next week. I have a birthday July 11th.
Okay, we'll come to the party. When did you realize that the absence of your father was the key issue in some of the deficits in your life?
When I got out of the hospital for the 4th time, I was in the psychiatric ward at Virginia Hospital Center, and I was there for 2 weeks, so I had plenty of time to think and reflect. And when I read back those journal entries, I realized that I was so devastated because I felt like I had been abandoned. And I said, well, if this were the first time that you were abandoned, then why is it so devastating for you?
How old were you when you figured that out?
This was about 2 to 3 years ago, so about 25, 26. This wasn't long ago at all.
What was it like when you contacted your father, and how did you do that?
Well, my father and I had a relationship of sorts. It just wasn't a great one, right? And so we had been in communication. So when I contacted him, you know, we just had a basic conversation, and I just let him know that, you know, I'm struggling with some things. He knew I was sick. He knew I was in and out of the hospital. And for me, it was important to address the fact that he wasn't a consistent presence in my life, and I needed him to own that, and I needed him to admit to that. And so for me, that was what that conversation needed to be. So when we agreed to go to therapy, I think that was, for me, one of the key things that came out in that conversation was, hey, I need you to own the fact that you weren't there consistently.
Keith, that first serious conversation with your daughter about her emotional and mental health issues, and she, and the fact that she tied them to you, what was that like?
It didn't feel good. But once I read her book, one thing came to my mind, and that was, where were you? And I say that because a lot of the things that she went through, I was home. I wasn't incarcerated at the time, but I just wasn't there. And so I'm an entrepreneur, and I have a trucking company, and I spend a lot of time on the road with the trucks and things like that. And it just made me realize that I really wasn't spending a quality time with her like I should have been.
Was it hard for you to have those conversations with her first, I guess, alone and in therapy?
Sure, it was.
What was going through your mind when you kind of looked at your baby and saw what she was experiencing?
I was surprised, for one, shocked. I don't think any man that has a daughter would want to read a book and realize the things that she was going through, and you were there all the time, but you just didn't know, mm-hmm. as if you couldn't help her, couldn't save her, couldn't be there for her. Mm-hmm. And so it's a tough load to bear.
We are going to hear from Dr. Rozacre Black in just a minute, but I wanted our listeners to have the phone number, because I'm sure there are a lot of women that are very interested in sharing their feelings about this highly emotional issue. The phone number is 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. Kristen, you said that you reached out to your father and you went to therapy. Whose idea was that?
I think my father said that, you know, well, I'll even go to therapy with you if you want me to, because at that point, our relationship was so broken, and he knew that I was actively going to therapy. I was going to individual therapy, and I was going to group therapy both once a week. And so he said, you know, I will go with you if you want me to. And I said, yeah, I think we need to do that, because in order for us to come to a resolve, we do need a third party to kind of mediate the situation, because he and I were bumping heads. He and I weren't able to come to a resolve, just the two of us.
When we come back after this break, we're going to talk to Dr. Rozacre Black. We're going to get the clinical side. What is she hearing, and what does this mean? Not just for Keith and Kristen. Obviously, they are in process, but there are a lot of women out there and fathers who don't even realize the issue, and certainly, even if they do, have not begun the process of dealing with this issue. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. We'll be back in a moment. Welcome back to The Daily Drama on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We're talking about the impact of absentee fathers on their adult daughters. My guests are Kristen Mitchell. She is the author of the book, He Wasn't My Daddy, a memoir. Her father, Keith Mitchell, and clinical psychologist, Dr. Rozacre Black. Lines are open at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. And for those of you who want more information about Kristen, you can always find it online at hewasn'tmydaddy.com. Let me go to Jarrell calling, I believe that's Crofton. Jarrell, is that correct? Jarrell, are you there? Give me a call back if you can. Let us go to, I believe it's Javi. Javi, are you there? Can you hear me? Javi, can you hear me? Let's try to work on those phones real quick. Dr. Roz, in listening to this, what were you hearing from the two of them?
Well, first of all, I just want to commend them both to even get to this point. I can't even imagine Keith having to read about how his daughter felt about him in a book. And I can't even imagine Kristen having to go through everything that she went through because she felt the sense of abandonment. But really, I tell people all the time in relationships, you really have to get to know the people, know the person that you're with, and you need to look at their primitive relationships, meaning their early relationships, because how we interact in the world is based off those early relationships that we have with our caretakers.
But why is it that we, as I said in the beginning, hear so much about the significance of the relationship between daughters and daddies? And why, in your opinion, do you believe that, your professional opinion, why do you believe that is so critical when it's good and can be so devastating when it's bad or non-existent?
Yeah, so just think about it in terms of the role in parenting. The mom is going to be more of a nurturer, where the father is going to be more the protector and the provider. And so a lot of men, and as Keith mentioned, he was an entrepreneur. He was out probably thinking, I'm providing for my family because I'm financially providing. And a lot of men really don't understand that your children also need emotional providing. Mm-hmm. And because as young guys, you guys are taught to stunt your emotions. You know, if you're 2 years old, you fall, someone tells you to get up, be a man. Mm-hmm. When 25-year-old men don't even know how to be a man, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And so it begins the emotional stunting process that young. So in terms of him, I'm pretty sure it was probably very overwhelming for Keith to read all this. And he's like, wait, I've been there. I was there. But to know not the emotional process. So if you think about that in terms of Kristen mentioning that she felt abandoned, that comes from feeling as if she's not protected.
Okay. Jarrell, yeah. Are you there? There you go. Thank you, Jarrell, for calling back. What's on your mind? Quickly, please.
No problem. Yeah, thank you. Actually, it's probably a question for the doctor and mm-hmm. for the daughter. I'm a dad, and I'm actually going through a divorce, and I have two kids. Specifically, my daughter is going to seventh grade, almost 12, and it's a pretty nasty split. And at this time, I feel there's a lot of alienating going on, I should say, with the wife, the daughter. And my daughter definitely is forming some opinions and different things, taking, you know, the pain of the mom because she's not doing a good job. And I'm just concerned about that continuing on down the line, because clearly I don't live in a house, but I'm obviously going to keep this relationship. And right now we just every other weekend visit, and you know, when
well, Jarrell, let me stop you there and have Dr. Roz attempt to answer that. You may need to hang on very briefly. Dr. Roz, go ahead.
Jarrell, the best thing for you to do is to try to get more in terms of your supervision decree so that you have that much more time with your daughter, because you need to show her that you want to be present in her life. Unfortunately, you'll have to combat all the evidence that the mother is giving her that you're not that person that the mother is trying to make you be.
Okay. Jarrell, thank you so much for your phone call. I need to take a break. If you're on the phone, I believe that's Alicia, Erica, Andrea, I believe that is, and also LaShawn. Please stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. Phone number 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. The Quiet Storm with Jeff Brown is next on WHUR 96.3. Stay with us. More of this conversation in just a few seconds.